Hello and a very good morning. You are listening to Market Minutes. I'm Shailaja Mahapatra. Today is Wednesday, 30th of August, and here are the top things to know before the market opens. The benchmark Sensex and Nifty indices are likely to open marginally higher as trends in the GIFT Nifty indicate a positive start for the broader index. The BSE Sensex gained 80 points to close the previous session at 65,075 points, while the Nifty 50 closed 36 points higher at 19,342. The pivot point calculator indicates that the Nifty may get support at 19,317, followed by 19,301. In case of an upside, 19,370 can be the key resistance level, followed by 19,386. US markets. Stock futures are flat on Tuesday night after another positive session, marking the latest leg in end-of-the-month rally as investors try to mitigate August's losses. Futures tied to the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 28 points or 0.1%. S&P 500 futures and Nasdaq 100 futures also both hovered around 0.1% higher. The moves followed a third consecutive winning session on Wall Street as investors made up some good ground at the end of the month. The technology-heavy Nasdaq added 1.7% in the session. S&P 500 rose about 1.5%, notching its best performance since June. The Dow climbed 0.9%, which equates to a gain of more than 290 points. Tuesday's wins come on the back of data signaling that the economy could be slowing. A Conference Board Consumer Sentiment Index came in at 106.1 under the consensus estimate of 116 from economists polled by Dow Jones. Data from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics showed a decline in job listings in July. Meanwhile, the two-year Treasury yield dropped on Tuesday. Any indication of a cooling economy can buoy investors' hopes that Fed could lighten its policy stance. Asian markets. Asia-Pacific markets largely rose on Wednesday, mirroring moves on Wall Street as U.S. stocks saw an Nvidia-fueled tech rally on Tuesday night. Investors will be bracing for Australia's inflation numbers for July, which are expected to come in at 5.2% according to a Reuters poll, softer than 5.4% seen in June. The Australian S&P ASX 200 climbed 0.61% in early trade. Japan's Nikkei is on pace for its third straight day of gains, opening 0.6% higher, while the Topix also extended gains and rose 0.56%. South Korea's Kospi led gains in the region among major indices, advancing 0.81%, while the KOSDAQ was up 0.98%. Zomato block deal. SoftBank Vision Fund SVF Global is likely to offload 1.17% stake that it holds in food delivery giant Zomato for 940 crore rupees via a block deal. This is as per sources reported CNBC TV18. A total of 10 crore shares will be sold by SVF Growth Fund at a price of 94 rupees per share, the sources added. Meanwhile, in the trading session on 29th of August, that's yesterday, Zomato's scrip settled at 94.65 a piece on the BSE. This means the block deal is happening largely at market price. Kotak Securities will be broker to the deal. A day earlier, Zomato's stock had opened 5% higher on the exchanges after 184 million shares worth 2.14% stake had changed hands. It was later discovered that Internet Fund or Tiger Global had exited the food delivery platform and sold its entire stake. Oil prices. Oil prices edged higher on Tuesday as Hurricane Idalia intensified and headed towards Florida's Gulf Coast, threatening to hit crude oil supplies in an already tightening market. Brent crude oil futures rose 34 points or 0.4% to $84.76 a barrel, while the U.S. West Texas Intermediate futures rose 36 points or 0.5% to $80.46 a barrel. Idalia strengthened on Tuesday as it headed towards Florida after skirting past Cuba. The weather system is expected to slam ashore on Wednesday when it is likely to cause power outages and could hit crude production. U.S. oil producer Chevron evacuated staff from three Gulf of Mexico oil production platforms ahead of the hurricane. FII and DII data. Foreign institutional investors bought shares worth 61.51 crore rupees, while domestic institutional investors purchased 305 crore rupees worth of stocks on 29th of August. This is according to provisional data from the National Stock Exchange. In today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Gurmeet Chadda from Complete Circle. What do the recent block deals indicate? Are all the block deals a sign of markets topping out? Let's listen in to his views to find out more.
What is happening is that we are seeing a lot of such trades happening and these are probably coinciding with as markets hit new highs. But we need to probably differentiate. Now, not all blocks are bad. So, for example, there could be some exit. A PE fund also has to take after a lock-in gets over, right? Which is the case, let's say, with for example, Zomato, where the internet fund exited, and you had other funds like Societe Generale or Kotak, etc., which actually bought those. Similarly, we today saw before the closing hours, there was a large block in Jio Financials, where some of the promoter entities also bought. So everything has to be looked at in with perspective of with what purpose this is being done, right? If the promoter, for example, is using every opportunity to sell with rise in share prices or sharp rise in share prices, that can be a red flag. But we have seen that in a lot of new age companies, that a lot of anchor investors exited after lock-in because new age companies were trash. But at the same time, we have seen in some new age companies, some of the promoters, just for example in Paytm, the Ant Group exited and Vijay Shekhar actually ended up increasing his stake through his asset management arm. So it has to be looked, you should not generalize just because of, for example, Uno Minda, the promoter sold 2% stake last week. But that's meant for some other, he wants to infuse some money in some of the other joint ventures the company has. So that now, the promoters continue to hold 68% stake in the company now for a very, very long time. So we need to differentiate whether the exit is primarily only for encashing out, just because there's been a sharp movement in the price, or there is a stake sale which is being done due to, either regulatory requirements or the lock-in getting over, or a fund seeking an exit because the fund also has certain mandates. The main focus for an investor, while these are guide, deals like these can be triggered in the market, but the main focus for any retail investor should be to focus more on the performance of the company. What is the promoter's vision in terms of where does he want to take the company, the management wants to take the company over the medium to long term, how the earnings shaping are, what are the free cash flows, the return ratios of the company. Those things are more important than, few trades, here and there.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for all your business news updates. Have a great trading day, and we'll catch you tomorrow at the same time.